Hi, Willie. How are you?
All right. How y'all doing?
Good, good. Start off, I was wondering if you were heartened in any way by what Willis McGahee did against the Patriots' run defense on Monday night in Baltimore.
He had a great game. He ran really hard, and I think the Patriots got a great defense, but McGahee ran really hard, and I watched that whole game, but you know it's going to be a different game when we face the Patriots. It's always a different game. Both teams always get out there and looking for a tough physical out game.
Do you think after giving up rushing yards like that last week that they're going to be even more focused or interested in stopping you?
Yeah, they're going to be more focused. They're going to, the things they did wrong last week, I think their defense is going to get those corrected in practice this week and not going to let that happen on the upcoming week when we go down there. So.
Hey, Willie, kind of is a kind of a poster boy, so to speak, for undrafted free agents in this league and the success you've had. Do you look at yourself as in that same view as someone that's recognized in that way because you weren't drafted?
Yeah, people got their different outlooks on Willie Parker. Some look at me as a undrafted free agent. Some of them just don't look at that at all and just look and see that I'm just living out the dream and just having fun and playing a game that I love. But I'm just blessed, man. And each and every game, each and every day, I just pray to the man above that he keep giving me more chances and more opportunities.
I mean, I'm assuming there was a point maybe where you were driven by the fact that people didn't draft you. If that's true, are you past that point now?
Nah, you never could be past that. It always, when you think you get too high, something always brings you back down to reality. And the reality is that I wasn't drafted. And I'm just going out there and just showing everybody that I can play this game. And each and every day, I always look back at when I was that kid on the sideline trying to get in the game. And I already overcame that adversity and don't want to go back to it.
Willie, how much motivation is there in your locker room for being the potentially being the team that ends the Patriots' perfect season here? I know last week when the Ravens said that game was their Super Bowl, obviously they were 4-7 and they didn't have much else to play for. You guys are trying to win the division, so you're not totally focused on the Patriots maybe the way the Ravens were, but is it a motivating factor to want to be the team that hands the Patriots their first loss?
Nah, that's not really what motivators and what drivers in there. That win streak. What motivates and drives us is that we're on a run and we're just trying to like make this run in the playoffs. And December is time to play your best ball, and that's what really drives us. Like this December, Patriots our next opponent, and we got to go out there and have a good game and play hard for 60 minutes because we know they won't quit. We know they're going to give you their all for 60 or long minutes, and they're a great team. Well, they're a good team right now, and they're the team to beat, and we know this.
Would you say, Willie, with regard to the Patriots' defense, that they've given up some yards rushing last week and passing the week before? In your estimation, are they playing their best ball right now in December?
Yeah, you gotta say they're playing their best ball. They undefeated. They finding ways to win. They finding ways to get off the field. So they playing their best ball. They're playing their best ball. They setting a high standard for a lot of defense and high standard for a lot of teams.
Hey, Willie, can you just talk about the difference between, you know, Coach Tomlin and Coach Cower and how that change has affected you guys this year?
The difference between Coach Cower and Coach Tomlin, Coach Tomlin, he's more laid back. Coach Cower, he's more in your face type guy. And the change, I mean, we got adjusted to it by now. And we just steady learning new and more things about Coach Tomlin, but Coach Kyle here, a legendary coach, and he lets you know no matter who you are, he's in your face. He lets you know when you do wrong, when you do good. And Coach Tomlin is kind of the opposite. He's laid back all the time, but he got his way of letting you know what you do right and what you do wrong.
Willie, I heard one of the ways Coach Tomlin will let you know if you did something wrong is he has a little news report he does. Is that accurate?
Yeah, he have a news report, and he kind of lets you know what's right, what's wrong, and to start reporting the news, and he kind of like, he don't sugarcoat nothing. If he did something that wasn't up to his caliber or up to his standard, he lets you know. You don't want to be on the news.
Was there an adjustment period? I know I asked you about that before, the adjustment period, but I mean, you know, Coach Wisenhunt and Coach Grimm had really kind of been rumored for the job, and those were guys you were familiar with. I mean, did Coach Tomlin kind of have to win you guys over?
Nah, he didn't have to win us over. You're head coach. I don't think no head coach had to win no player or team over. Probably, like, win you over, like, with the way he do things. But, like, he the leader. He the leader of this team. He the head honcho. So, I mean, of course you're going to respect what he say. I mean, he put people in their respectful positions, and he's at the top under the general manager and things like that.
Willie, what was the problem with the fumbles last week? Anything you can point to?
Just out there trying to do too much. Out there trying to make plays, and I guess the field conditions and the weather. This when you're supposed to be double on wrapping. I won't out. I was just out there playing ball and won't thinking about the weather, won't thinking about none of that, and just got kind of carried away and the ball got in front of me.
Somebody brought up the sleeves that you were wearing. Were they slick in the rain? Did you think that contributed to it?
No, I wore them same sleeves every week last year. I mean, ain't nothing about them sleeves. Them sleeves, they like, plus them sleeves got rubber grip on them.
Willie, is it possible that you guys are maybe less intimidated than some other teams about facing the Patriots because you have beaten them before in some big games? It seems, just from what I've seen, that half the battle for some of these teams is just going out there believing that they can beat these guys.
No, think about it. That's just past. That's what you've done for me lately. We haven't played them in like 2 years, and this is going to be a big game. They know what we bring to the table. We know what they bring to the table. Every time we play them, it's no walking apart. It's going to be a physical game. After this game, next day, you're going to be wrapped up in some ice or something. We know this, and they got a great defense, and you got to come out there and bring our A game.
Willie, it's time of year you often hear where teams turn to running backs and start to lean on them more in inclement weather. But the Steelers have leaned on you a lot already this year. And do you feel fresh still?
Yeah, I'm fresh. I'm healthy, and I take real good care of my body week in and week out. So I knew going into this season they weren't calling me a lot, so you got to take good care of your body. I'm in the weight room, and I'm just ready. When my number get called, I'm just ready for whatever. I'm ready to make that play.
Willie, just to kind of go back to Coach Tomlin just for a second, I mean, he's 35 years old. What's it like having a coach who's kind of, you know, close in age to you as a player?
He's great. I'm still a young guy, so he's still older than me. But, I mean, I still respect him, and I listen to him, listen to what he has to say. He the coach. He's not a head coach for nothing. I mean, he's got to know a little bit about football. So I listen to him day in and day out so he can better me.
Willie, you just mentioned a few minutes ago about taking care of your body. Is that something that you've learned as a professional, or do you feel that, or is that something you came into the league and you were already attuned to eating well and nutrition and those types of things?
No, I learned a couple of years as a professional. Got to take care of your body. That's your investment. So that's what I do. Whether it's just soaking, sitting in ice, or eating healthy, I mean, what you put in your body is what you're going to, like, get out of it. I mean, that's what you're going to get, like, in the long run. So you got to take care of your body.
Willie, what's the difference in Ben's play this season compared to last season?
He's more of a leader. They giving him more opportunities, more roles this year, and he actually making the best of it. I get down, and when the game's on the line, you want the ball in Ben's hand, you want him in your leader hand, and Ben making great plays right now, helping us out in this run.
Hey, Willie, I was wondering, what do you think that overtime loss to the Jets, what sort of impact that had on your team going forward?
It was just, that loss kind of like put people in their place. We can't go out and play I got you go play a 1-10 team. Don't goddamn play like you 1-10. You gotta play like you way better than that. I mean, the games that we supposed to win, we lost. So we go out there and play like up our competition level, and that's been a tell of the tape this year, and can't do that.
And if I could follow up, how much are you looking forward to playing the best team in football Sunday?
I'm just looking forward to our next game, so it's our most important game. So it's not about playing the best team and football the best record, because actually, the best teams is like the defending Super Bowl champion. I mean, the Colts, until somebody else proved that they the champion this year, I mean, Colts are a team to beat, and that's how it's been in the NFL since I got here. I'm pretty sure that's how it's been since other dude got here. So, but the Patriots, they the team, they playing really well, playing at a high level right now.
Is it a measuring stick for you guys, or do you guys know how good you are?
Oh, you know, it's a measuring stick playing the guys 12-0 beat a lot of teams in the NFL. So we really don't know how good we are right yet, sitting at 9-3.
So this is just like any other week for you guys?
Yeah, we just treat every game like it's a big game. So that's how we're going to, like, that's how we, that was our motto all year long. It's a big game because it's our next game.
Just getting back to one of the earlier questions, did you see anything in particular that allowed Willis McGahee to be successful on Monday night?
Actually, I haven't even watched the film on that yet. I just watched the game the other night, and I ain't really get deep down into watching the film, breaking it down yet. So I was just watching it as a fan the other night, just enjoying the game, Monday Night Football.
So you don't watch a performance like that and say, you know, the holes will be there for me to run next time out?
No, it won't. Definitely, if you draw a play up, it definitely won't work out like how you drew it up. So it's going to be totally different. I mean, that's just how it is. It'll never be the same week in and week out.
The last two games the Patriots have played against teams that they were overwhelming favorites, and yet the games went down to the final minutes. Did that at all give you guys additional confidence that, yeah, we could play with these guys?
Nah. I mean, you don't know the circumstances of that game. They just went in and played hard. I mean, this is a different game. We're not the Eagles, or we're not the Baltimore Ravens. We're Pittsburgh Steelers, so we got to wait on Sunday to see all these predictions and just see how it turned out. And we're going to come out there and play hard or whatever and hopefully get a win. But we're not going to look at other games, I mean, and just see if we're going to get, like, tips from other games. But you just can't look at other games and just say they on the edge. They can be beaten and all that. So.
Anything else, guys? Willie, thank you very much for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me.